Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of Lamentations, chapter number 5. If you know where Ezekiel is, you can go backwards there. I think it's Jeremiah, Lamentations, isn't it? Ezekiel, I'm not there yet. Is that right? Why, yes, that's right. Thank the Lord it's right, because I question myself a lot. All right. Lamentations, chapter number 5. And for the sake of time tonight, I'm not going to read the entire chapter. We'll be going back and picking some verses out of it. But the thrust of the message tonight is going to come from verse number 19 down through verse number 22. The Bible said in verse number 19 of Lamentations chapter number 5, "Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. But thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth." That word means angry against us. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the dear brother Haynes, the mission work that you've called him to. Lord, what he just described to us was a perfect example of what I taught a couple of Sundays back about finding the will of God for your life. It's not about, Lord, you filling the page in, and then if we like it, sign it. But Lord, it's about handing you the blank page signed. And Lord, you fill it in, and whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. And God, we just pray tonight that you'll bless his work, bless his family, the little baby that's got the cough tonight. God, I pray that you would help him. Lord, I just pray tonight that you'll just arrest our attention tonight, Lord, as we dive into this passage for just a few minutes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What I want to speak to you about tonight for just a little while is this subject: we can experience revival, or we can have revival. It was, a little bit odd. I can't remember who mentioned it, whether it was our meeting or whether it was in the service tonight. But someone mentioned the revival in North Carolina, Burlington, perhaps during prayer even. Was it you, Michael, that mentioned it during prayer, that there was a revival going on over there, the revival that went on over in Burlington, North Carolina? I looked it up online a while ago, and they were averaging 3,500 to 4,000 people under the tent. And the last count, there were over 500 people that had made professions of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think it was kind of, strange, if you please, that it was, right after the governor took a stand in the state of North Carolina. I believe our father said, "I like that stand, and I'm going to bless that stand." Amen. My wife and I were in a place of business the other day, and I got my wife some perfume for her birthday. You say, why? Because that's what she wanted. I wasn't telling her she stunk. I was just trying to get her what she wanted. Amen. For her birthday. And there was I believe it was a man. I'm rightly sure it was a man that was trying to be a woman. And it was very, 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 very strange. But you know, there must be something about me, because my wife and I stood there waiting to be waited on for quite a little while. But whenever that was looked at me, it decided it wanted to go the other way. Amen. I don't know if I smelled like a preacher or what. Amen. But I'm telling you, my wife said it was probably the look on your face. Well, I hope and pray to God I never get used to such. Amen. We can have revival. We can have revival. And I'm going to preempt the message with these three words: as long as, and then we're going to go into four different things. We can have revival as long as, and I'm going to give you four different things from this text. Number one, as long as there is one that remains. The Bible said, "Thou, O Lord, remainest forever." You say, "Preacher, what's the big deal about that?" He's still exactly where he's supposed to be. He's still our God doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. And as long as God remains, we can still have a move of God. Now, I'm going to make a statement tonight. I'm not throwing any stones, but as I read about the revival, there was something that happened in North Carolina that I'm not sure would be real quick to happen in the Tri-Cities area. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" 55 pastors got together. And the effort was joint. It started in a church, but it got so big that it had to go out of the church. And 55 pastors got together, didn't care who got the credit, just wanted God to get the glory. And took care of the finances and took care of the organization. And that's what it's going to take. Brother, you mentioned it tonight. It's going to take God's people, not ecumenicalism. Not shaking hands with people that do not believe you must be born again, or that do not believe in the blood atonement of the Lord Jesus, or do not believe in a literal heaven and a literal hell, but Bible believers. Behold how good and how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. There's one that remains. As long as there's one that remains. The Bible said, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." I say hallelujah. You know what I got this evening? I got me a great deal of peace in my heart about my grandchildren. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" Hallelujah. They can still make it as long as he remains. How long is he going to remain? Forever. He's not going anywhere. We can still have revival. As long as there's one that remains. The Bible said in Psalm 145, 13, "Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations." That'll help us tonight if we'll let it. Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed." I looked that little phrase up, "I am the Lord," and it's found 162 times in the Old Testament. You say, "Preacher, I don't know why you're going to magnify that tonight," because it didn't say "I was the Lord." It didn't say "I will be the Lord." But he said, "I am the Lord." And thank God here in 2016, he's still the Lord. He's still the Lord. There's one that remains. Hebrews 13:8 said, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." I don't know about you tonight, but that stirs my heart. He's the same. He'll be the same for Olivia as he's been for Papaw. Y'all want to hear something funny? Brother Rose told me a while ago that Olivia called him Papaw. Y'all didn't know he was that good looking, did you? Sister Barbara, I thought you were crazy when you told me what you did one time. Amen. Amen. Listen, he's the Lord. He's the Lord. He still remains. We can have revival as long as there's one that remains. Secondly, we can have revival. We can experience revival as long as there's one that remains. The second thing I see in the text tonight, we can have revival, experience revival, as long as there's one to rely on. You say, "Preacher, where did you get that?" Well, look at it. "Thou, O Lord, remainest forever." And then it said, "Thy throne from generation to generation." You say, "Preacher, what do you mean one to rely on?" You know why he's on that throne? He wants you and I to come to him. The word of God said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace so we may obtain mercy." How many knows we need mercy? And that we might find grace to help in a time of need. I believe that's what's important tonight in revival, is seeing our need of him. Amen. Seeing our need of him. If he don't do it, it's not going to get done. The Bible said in Hebrews 10:19, there's one to rely on. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. God wants us to know we can have revival as long as there's one that remains, as long as there's one that we can rely on. Thank God he's still on the throne and we can come to him tonight. He said he knows what we need even before we ask. But he said, ask and you shall receive. Let me ask you a question tonight. How many of you all believe we need revival? Amen. Let's not talk about church across the hill, across the city. How many believes we need revival? Amen. How many of y'all believe that God knows that we need revival? I do too. I believe he knows even before we ask. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say tonight? Well, I'm trying to say tonight that he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. He said, I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. Israel, over and over and over again, would be renewed, restored, and then fall again. And God would hear, and God would answer when they would turn to him. That brings me to the third point in the message. We can experience revival as long as there's one that remains, as long as there's one to rely on. But watch this now. Listen to me carefully. We can experience revival as long as there are ones that repent. You say, preacher, I don't understand where you see repentance in this text. Look at verse 21. He said, turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Jeremiah is saying, Lord, if you turn us, there's a truth about repentance that I think maybe lots of times is being missed. And that is that God grants repentance. Esau sought a place of repentance with tears and couldn't find it. I believe revival is a sovereign move of God. I don't believe anybody gets saved. I don't believe anybody repents in salvation apart from the working of the Spirit of God. And I don't believe any Christian ever gets right with God apart from the working of the same Holy Ghost. Amen. Repentance. As long as there's one that repents, there are ones that repent. He said, turn us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. The Bible said in Psalm 85, 1, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto the land. Thou hast broke back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. There's a little phrase in there that said, turn us, O God of our salvation. I'm trying to remember where my wife and I were. It's just been recently. No, I believe it was Bob. I was with Bob yesterday and we missed the exit. And I could have made a swift move and maybe darted off the exit and maybe had a bad wreck. So I just chose to stay in my lane and go on up the interstate to the next exit. I'm glad God allows U-turns. But you know when I was interested in turning? When I realized I was going the wrong way. I believe as long as we don't understand and realize that we need revival, then we don't understand the need to turn. As long as there are ones that repent, we can have revival. I looked this up. We just recently went through the seven churches of Asia. And five of those seven churches, Ephesus, the Bible said, "Remember thou, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Pergamos, he said, "Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." Thyatira, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed and then commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. In Sardis, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt watch, I will come unto thee as a thief in the night. Shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief in the night. Thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Laodicea, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I believe that in the average circle, Christian circle today, the mainstream of thought would be that repentance is for sinners. And it is. But honey, it's also for saints. It's also for God's people. It takes me back to that statement that Brother Mitchell made. I didn't hear him make it. I think I did hear him make it in a meeting, but I had already heard Brother Brian or Brother John, someone repeat it before that. When Brother Mitchell said, if you've ever repented, you're still repenting. That's a great statement. If you've ever repented, if you've ever been saved by the grace of God, you say, well, preacher, I'm perfect. God bless you. Tell you a couple things quickly. The person in this room, and I don't know who it is, that's the closest to God, doesn't know it. Because the closer you get to holiness, the closer you get to His perfection, the more you understand the need in your own heart and in your own life. There are the ones that repent. And as long as there is one that remains, we can have revival. As long as there's one to rely on, we can have revival. As long as there are ones that will repent, we can have revival. Number four, as long as there is one that renews, we can have revival. The Bible said here, turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. How many believe God's in the renewing business? There have been times in my ministry, Brother John, that I was drier than last year's bird's nest. How many knows what I just said? I'm so glad there's a God in heaven that'll visit dry people. Them bones get the moving around again in that valley. Amen. Breathe life into them once again. That's revival. There's one that renews. He said, renew our days as of old. Isaiah 40 and verse 28 said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, that's the one that remains, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. You ever get tired? Answer me. You ever get tired? I mean tired. Dad told a man one time, he said, I never do get tired. He said, just before I get tired, I sit down and rest. He said, I never do get hungry. He said, just before I get hungry, I stop meat. My dad just had a way. But God don't get tired. I believe if I was God, I'd be fed up with this country and I'd be tired of it, don't you? But he's long-suffering. But the day's coming when the mercy will no longer be. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How many's glad God's in the renewing business? There are marriages right here in this room. I don't claim to know who they are, but I've been down the road long enough to know there are marriages right here in this room that wouldn't have made it if God hadn't breathed on it and done a little renewing, rekindling. Am I right or am I wrong? There are Christians in this room tonight that would not be in the house of God on this Sunday evening if God hadn't come along, done a little renewing, breathed on them. Helped them on down the road a little further. There are missionaries tonight, brother. My dear brother Haynes, there are missionaries tonight that are in desperate need. They're so tired. They're so weary. They need a breath from heaven. They need God to do some renewing in their life. I read this and I thought I would share it with you. I hope it'll bless you the way it did me. Revival is the visitation of God which brings to life Christians who have been sleeping and restores a deep sense of God's near presence and holiness. Thence springs a vivid sense of sin and a profound exercise of heart in repentance, praise, and love, with an evangelistic outflow. Each revival movement has its own distinctive features, but the pattern is the same every time. First, God comes. Well, that's what we need. Amen. We need God to come. Isaiah said, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and come down. I've often said he can get more done in 30 seconds than I can get done in 3 lifetimes. We need God. God comes. On New Year's Eve, 1739, John Wesley, George Whitefield, some of their friends held a love feast, which became a watch night of prayer to see the new year in. About 3 a.m., Wesley wrote, the power of God came mightily upon us, insomuch that many cried for exceeding joy. Many fell to the ground. Revival always begins with a restoration of the sense of the closeness of a holy God. Second, the gospel is loved as never before. The sense of God's nearness creates an overwhelming awareness of one's own sins and sinfulness. You see, revival, it's not making you aware of somebody else's faults and failures and sin, but it'll make you aware of your own. That's when revival comes. Then, the sense of the nearness creates an overwhelming awareness of one's own sins and sinfulness. And so the power of the cleansing blood of Christ is greatly appreciated. Then repentance deepens in the Ulster revival. Listen to this. In the 1920s, I laughed out loud when I read this. In the Ulster revival in the 1920s, shipyard workers brought back so many stolen tools that new sheds had to be built to house the recovered property. I'm going to tell you what, when you get right with God, honey, you'll get right with man. Think about that. Gary Joe having to go build sheds because the stolen tools are coming back. Amen. I didn't call Gary Joe's name in that he's stolen anything. I just... Amen. Repentance results in restitution. Finally, the Spirit works fast. Godliness multiplies. Christians mature. Converts appear. Paul was at Thessalonica for less than 3 weeks, but God worked quickly, and Paul left a viral church behind him. A lady asked Billy Sunday one time, I like this, I could almost put in Billy Mitchell's name right there. You think about this, Brother Brian, this response. A lady asked Brother Billy Sunday one time, she said, why do you keep having revivals when it doesn't last? The old preacher said, why do you keep taking baths? Don't that sound like him, Brother Brian? Sound just like him. Honey, I don't know about you, but a bath don't last me too long. I have to have one at least every week. Churches need revival. You remember when Jesus girded himself, he took a basin of water. He got down there and he washed the feet of the disciples. Humility is being pictured there. But more than that, love is being pictured. Peter said, if you're going to wash my feet, just wash me all over. There's a truth being taught there. Ain't no nobody need to be saved again. Once will get it done. If you've been born again, you've been saved. I'm going to tell you something. You walk in this whole world, your feet will get dirty. You'll need to be washed. Need to be cleansed. We can have revival as long as there's one that renews. Let me ask a question tonight. What if we don't have revival? What if we don't? Look at verse number 22 and I close tonight. It said here, but thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth against us. If we don't have a move of God in our country, I believe that'll come to pass. Amen. In our country. Somebody, Brother Grizzle, will have enough guts to stand up for God one day in the Senate and say, the God of heaven has utterly rejected us. Has written Ichabod over this nation that we so dearly love. We're in desperate need of revival. Ichabod is a word that means the glory of God has departed. I say to you tonight, we can have revival. It'll never come with an attitude that we don't need revival, that's for sure. But if we'd spend some extra time this week, what? I sure would appreciate it. If you don't need anything from God, you spend some extra time. Ask Him to help you, Pastor. Ask Him to stir his heart. Ask God to revive us again. That the people might rejoice in Him. Amen. How many believes we can still have revival? Amen. I believe we ought to pray definitely we ought to pray. But I believe definitely we ought to put legs on our prayers. When I say that, it could be a phone call. It could be as simple as a text message or an email. It might need to be a visit. Might need to be a little cake or a little pie. Just a little kindness. Some sinner man, some sinner woman. Amen. I believe God wants to help us, don't you? I believe there's an urgency in the matter. I'm just glad you come this way tonight. You might be here tonight and you left here this morning, that message on your heart. I like to see God work. I'm guilty of that. But I've been down the road far enough to know He doesn't work in my time. He works in His time. Amen. Now I'll guarantee you that God sent that message this morning for someone that was in this building. You'll see. If it takes eternity to reveal it, you'll see. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to pray. Lord, tonight, I'm asking you to meet with us in these meetings coming up. Wednesday night, Lord, as far as I know right now, we'll be back in the book of Jude. Lord, I'm open to whatever you want. I pray, Father, tonight, you'd revive our homes, revive the house of God. Lord, as far as I know, we don't have any kind of major problems. Lord, if we're not careful, we'll get complacent. We'll get to where we're satisfied with me and my four and forget about the multitudes that are in the valley of decision. Forget about the multitudes, Lord, that are in the broad way that leads to destruction. Father, I believe one of the things that is hindering revival is busyness. Lord, I think about our families and their schedules. And Lord, I think about even our own plate and what we got on it. God, sometimes I believe we're just too busy. Help us, Lord, this week, especially in preparing for revival, to take time to be holy, to speak oft with our Lord. And Lord, would you help us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God, who you'd have us to speak to along the way this week.